Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Winds are blowing down south in Florida. How is it where you are? You know, this is the day the Lord hath made. We're to rejoice and be glad in it. That's biblical, right? How about Romans 8:28? All things work together for good to them that love God, to the called according to his purpose. Some things we don't really understand, do we? We trust God's word to be true, whether we understand it or not. Are you reading your Bible every day? Are you praying, especially for others, every day? Are you serving in and out of the local church? It's a biblical premise. Are you fellowshipping with other believers? A great need for every Christian. You really can't make it without those others. And then finally, are you in a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church? Those are important precepts, my friend, for you to have a great life in Christ. Why not get at it today? Are you failing in any one of those? And let's just get busy for the Lord. Bible, prayer, service, fellowship, and a good local church. That'll work for me. How about you? What in the world is going on? Happening now. Hurricane Ian rapidly intensified as it neared landfall near Florida's southwest coast today, gaining top winds of 155 miles per hour, just shy of the most dangerous Category 5 status. Damaging winds, rain, lashed the state and heavily populated Naples to Sarasota. The highest risk for the devastating storm surge right there. U.S. Air Force hurricane hunters confirmed Ian gained strength over warm Gulf of Mexico waters after battering Cuba, bringing down the country's electricity grid and leaving the entire island without power. And the question remains, how bad is it? Hurricane Ian projected to be one of the costliest storms ever in U.S. history. Mass evacuations, school shutdowns, thousands of flights canceled across the third largest state of the nation. The word from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, this is going to be a nasty, nasty day or two here in Florida. So how many alarms do we really need? A top London cardiologist who was one of the first to take the COVID-19 vaccine and promoted on British television has done a reverse, now calling for a suspension of all those shots, arguing in a scientific paper that there is evidence the risk of harm is greater than any benefit from the COVID shots. Dr. Asim Achata, who presented his paper at a news conference in the British capital yesterday, said there is strong scientific, ethical, and moral cases to be made that the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has got to stop immediately until raw data has been released for fully independent scrutiny. Republicans contending that former Democratic President Barack Obama are making immigration a really big issue in midterms because the party's base is racist. Speaking to a meeting of Hispanic realtors in San Diego, Obama said that at the moment, the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, and there are too many of them here. The former president, who received the votes of many white Republicans back in 2008 who wanted to see a black man finally reach the White House, claimed Sunday that the GOP is overtly racist. I wish I could be more euphemistic about this, except they're not that subtle about it. They're just kind of saying it, Obama said. Really? You hear it on the hard right media. You hear it from the candidates and the politicians. You hear things like great replacement theory. I mean, this is not subtle. Unless we're able to return to a more inclusive vision inside the Republican Party, it's going to be hard to get a bill done anymore. You know, the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center is one of the biggest promoters of the slanderous claim that Republicans are motivated by belief in the great replacement theory. The idea that people of color are being brought into the United States and other Western countries to replace white people. However, the chief concern about illegal immigration, if you have half a brain, is the threats to national security, community, personal safety, jobs, the economy, public education, and social services. And that's shared by people of all colors. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Barack Obama. You know, some interesting things are happening worldwide. Conservatives romped a victory in Italy over the weekend, and their charismatic leader, Giorgia Meloni, becomes Italy's first female prime minister ever. Earlier this year, she declared in perfect English that the only way to be rebellious is to be conservative. Our individual freedom is under attack. Our rights are under attack. The sovereignty of our nation is under attack. The prosperity and well-being of our families is under attack. Our children's education is under attack. Really? Man, we need to bring this woman to America. We need a bunch of this in this country. What in the Italy? Are you kidding me? You know, her party garnered only 4.4% of the vote in Italy's last election back in 2018. Yet this woman just led the Brothers of Italy to a landslide victory with its platform of God, country, and family. Italy. This party is called the far right for taking a strong stance against immigration and for an economic program that supports families with children. Yeah, we really need to pay attention to this. What in the world is going on? Is it called a big flip-flop? Liar, liar, pants on fire? So many Democrats who are engaged in competitive House races coming up here in the midterms have now, well, they've altered their stances on things like criminal justice provision. Those things that they previously championed as the midterm elections are crime has become an important concern for voters ahead of the November elections, with a poll last week indicating that they believe Republicans are more equipped to handle the issue that is now more important to them than abortion. According to a survey by ABC News, in New York City, number one, the economy, 89%, education, 77%, inflation, 76%, topped out the issues that voters consider highly important for the midterm. But those issues were closely followed by crime, which beat out abortion. So the Democrats? Why, of course. It's demonic. Changing their tune. What do you want to hear? We will tell you. Get out now. That's the word. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has urged all Americans in Russia to flee that nation quickly. Following Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization decree last week, Russia may refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship, deny their access to the U.S. consular assistance, prevent their departure from Russia, and conscript dual nationals for military service. Goodness gracious. The embassy warned that the ability to leave Russia has already become increasingly difficult with limited commercial flights and crowded border checkpoints, up to 10 miles of cars, trucks, and other things trying to get across the border. It, Vladimir, you have yourself a really big mess. That's scary for all of us. Wait a minute. What do I see? Chinese and Russian warships? They conducted a joint patrol near Alaska last week and prompted a Coast Guard cutter and a C-130 transport to monitor those movements. The first Chinese ship spotted was the guided missile cruiser Rahay and was about 75 miles north of the Kiski Island at the far western end of the Aleutians in the Bering Sea. Two other Chinese naval vessels and four Russian Navy ships were also a part of all of the... What is going on? Well, what's going on down there in Virginia? The governor, Glenn Youngkin, he's a Republican, right? He defended his new draft policies relating to transgender students in public schools on Wednesday, saying the rules would protect the dignity and privacy and safety of students. Youngkin's 2022 model policies define the word sex as biological sex, and the phrase transgender students means a public school student whose parent has requested in writing, due to their child's persistent and sincere belief that his or her gender differs from his or her sex, that their child be so identified while they are at schools. Talk about demonic. Straight out of, well, you know. The governor added that the new policies would bring parents more fully into the fold. Really? We first want to love every kid, said the governor, And we want to make sure that we're protecting their dignity and their privacy and certainly their safety. And the difference in what our policies are really focused on is indeed bringing parents fully into the program. Blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, it is the new, something fishy, going on in the Baltic Sea, right? And it's not herring. Leaks in two major pipelines for transporting natural gas from Russia to Europe sent gas gushing into the water yesterday, and multiple European governments quickly pointed to sabotage, pinning the blame either implicitly or explicitly on Russia. Scandinavian scientists detected two explosions nearby on Monday, and Denmark, Sweden, Germany have all launched investigations. What went down there? Meanwhile, Russia said it couldn't rule out sabotage either, and the situation undermined the energy security of the entire European continent. So what's going to happen? Those pipelines won't be up and running anytime soon for sure, and the leaks certainly up the chances that the European Union will have to make it through the winter without any Russian gas, which it depends on. What else is happening? This is just a drop in the bucket. Wall Street was slapped with a, what? $2 billion fine? Yeah. A dozen of the largest finance firms in America agreed to pay more than $2 billion to settle probes from the SEC. Something about emails and information getting out, and what is that all about? Oh, an index tracking U.S. home prices posted a monthly drop in July for the first time since back in 2012, signaling the end of a decade-long bull market that went absolutely bonkers during the pandemic. Expensive West Coast metros, San Francisco, Seattle, San Diego saw the biggest declines. There's a new Alzheimer drug out there, and it shows a lot of promise. It slowed cognitive decline in patients with early Alzheimer's by some nearly 30% over an 18-month period in its final phase. The companies hope it's going to fare better. This drug will fare better commercially than their previous Alzheimer drugs, which some were a total flop, I guess. So you're looking for that special, different kind of gift? How about we get you a jet suit? They only cost about $400,000. Gravity? A human flight startup out of the United Kingdom demonstrated its latest, which straps onto your back, at a trade show in Chicago last week. Richard Browning, the founder, powered by gas turbine engines, flew 10 to 15 feet into the air, zooming around a grassy patch of land near the convention center. And hey, you can try it out. Maybe you don't have the $400,000 right now. You can give it a test drive, and that only cost $3,000. You can try it out at one of the company's flight centers. Yeah, we'll be right over. Hey, I know it's nice, but is it $69 million nice? An Aspen, Colorado mansion is just sold for $69 million in one of the priciest ever residential sales in the Colorado vacation destination. Really? It's a summer home, $69 million, known as the Silver Lining Ranch. Spans more than 6 acres here. That's a nice little place, but I guess places like this are worth whatever you're willing to pay. Someone willing to pay $69 million. Just hard to believe. And finally, who said that? Ladies, there's been a great misunderstanding. You have been fooled. Because no one likes those nose rings except for ranchers and cattle. Wow, is this true? Cost $48 to charge an electric car to go 300 miles? That would be $6.25 a mile. Oh, and the battery? Just $24,000 to replace it. I don't think so, Tim. Well, we started that game the Patton family plays every fall. How long do we want to freeze before we actually turn on the heat for the first time? It's a fun game. And I just talked about this, the Happy Daughter's Day that we celebrated last week. Today, I guess, September the 28th is Happy Son's Day. So here we go again. My Facebook page is flooded with hundreds of pictures of your kid. Yeah, he's good looking. That's okay. May I? It's Happy Sons and Daughters Day every day here for the Rev. That should give me some points. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Just join us. You're here on this Christian radio station. It's Hello World News, Information, and Comment every day at this time. Thank you for your overwhelming support of this radio program. I love it that you're there. You're telling others about the broadcast. You're praying for us. It's a really big deal. Last week's program, last year's program at this time. See what we had to say at Greg Patton, that's PATTEN.com. And more and more join us. How about you today? Facebook, be my friend, at least for now. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I love to have friends. Thank you very much. Is it America, the land that you love? Talking all this week about the new America and a flood of evil and what in the world is going on. There's something terribly wrong, and this goes back decades, perhaps, with the thought that America has lost her foundation for morality, left our nation somewhere, and we've lost all of our virtue. We are a mess. Let's have a reality check today. And I guess if we're looking for some sort of a time frame, would it be in the 60s, do you think, when everything went bonkers? Honesty, ethics, declining all across the board in every area. Radio, television, music, government. It is a disaster, my friend. Look at your tools. Look at your clothing. Nearly everything made in a third world country. So much China. And many say it's just a matter of time that China takes over the United States of America. Some of the stuff that we maybe have on today are made by enslaved children. Unethical business practices by U.S. corporations. Oh, it floods America. Never have we seen such a drought of ethics in America. There's something very, very wrong in Washington, D.C. We talk about Joe Obama all the time, of course, on this radio program, and I just don't get it. I mean, barely do I understand anything that's happening there. And it has little to do with day-to-day government and getting together Republicans and Democrats. It has everything to do with honesty and character. Of course, there is arrogance and hypocrisy, and we're the ruling class. Is that right? It's a sad commentary on this country when there is no moral leadership in the nation. During the days of Israel's judges, anarchy ruled over the land. We're told in Judges 21:25, in those days there was no king in Israel. And here's the problem. It was true then, it's true now. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In like manner, there's America. We're on the eve of destruction. No one feels safe in this country. How long ago was it that the White House was closed off there, Pennsylvania Avenue? Drive-by shootings, drug infestation, fentanyl, looking like little candies now. Thousands and thousands and thousands of those things in nearly every major city. Gang-related crimes. We have a major spiritual drought in America. We have calluses on our soul. The first president of the United States, George Washington, warned that America would be ripe for a takeover when they shall become totally insensitive to the difference between freedom and slavery. Washington's statement was about the right of citizens to live unencumbered by some dictatorial government that we are getting into very strongly now. Our forefathers formed a government that was deliberately kept from interfering in the lives of its people, you and me. There were no direct taxes of any kind. There was no sales. There was no income tax. The government was funded by the states, and today, state rights have eroded in favor of a power-hungry federal bureaucracy out of Washington. The income tax was imposed, what, back in 1913? And it's now part of every citizen's life. We have become virtual slaves to an ever-growing government, just as George Washington predicted would happen. He knew the Word of God. That president knew his Bible. He quoted the story of Jacob and Esau. For the desire of free food, Esau was willing to give up his posterity. He had no forethought for the generations that would come. He thought only for himself at the moment. Welcome to America. Washington drew an analogy there from this story and warned that someday the United States of America would be willing to throw away their future for some food, a mess of pottage. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, gimme, gimme, gimme. Legislators bought votes with a promise they could not keep. Unsuspecting citizens like the idea of letting the government feed and house them. Man, this is nice. There are many who would argue that the Social Security check is a godsend, and the government forcibly took your hard-earned money. Why shouldn't you get a little bit back? But the government has raided the Social Security program so many times. What's really in there anyway? Medicare and Medicaid are other government programs that have caused more harm than good to the economy. And welfare is a major drain and will continue to be so. Free food will never take the place of self-reliance and responsibility for one's own freedom. A man does not work, he should not eat. Who's going to get the last laugh in all of this? It's exciting to know that God Almighty never runs out of money or funds. Washington warned that America would be ripe for a master plan of destruction when they have found themselves incapable of governing themselves, and that's where we are here this year. When the voter no longer informs himself about the facts and when character and integrity no longer matter, the United States of America is ready for the dictator we're getting. Not only America, but the entire world is being readied for the Antichrist. He is coming. You know, so many people, and rightly so, are asking, what is happening in this country? Why is the United States of America, our government, allowing us to fall under foreign rule? And that's really what's happening. How many Chinese own property in the United States of America? Because our politicians have lost all of their virtue is why America is falling. They have turned their back on the Constitution that they swore they were going to uphold. It's every man for himself, and every man is right in his own eyes. Why are the people across America allowing this to happen? You know why? Because most Americans have lost all their virtue that once made America great. How many illegitimate births are there? We want abortion so we can get rid of all of these babies that are constantly coming out. Couples think nothing of living together out of wedlock, products of a corrupt school system that already discourages any moral values taught in the Bible and promotes everything anti-Bible. God and holy living and prayer? What in the world is that all about? Not only is that not welcomed in the United States of America, but go to the public school classroom, go to the university system and find out it's despised. The scourge upon America is right for the judgment of Almighty God. Everyone doing what is right in his own eyes. Be sure your sin will find you out, and eventually you have to reap what you are sowing. And we are sowing a lot of evil in America. He is coming soon, my friend. And finally, you know, it's sometimes great to get a hot deal. $30 for a tank of gas yesterday. And I'll tell you what, filled up that lawnmower right now. Oh, and last night, one more for the season, watermelon, seedless watermelon. There's a little sign, may contain seeds. What? Oh, never mind. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton of Hatma Say for another day. Tell others about the broadcast and be sure to join us tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm still looking for you on Facebook. That's Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm counting on it, my friend. God bless you. Have a great Wednesday.